We're getting reaction today to President Obama's speech last night from the Oval Office, outlining what he called a new phase in the war on terror. The president spent part of the speech pushing back on growing anti-Islamic sentiment.
We cannot turn against one another by letting this fight be defined as a war between America and Islam. That, too, is what groups like ISIL want. ISIL does not speak for Islam. They are thugs and killers, part of a cult of death. And they account for a tiny fraction of a more than a billion Muslims around the world, including millions of patriotic Muslim Americans who reject their hateful ideology.
Joining us now is Mustafa Tamiz, who is a Houston-based consultant. He's worked with the Department of Homeland Security and local police forces to combat violent extremism. And Mustafa Tamiz, what did you think, first of all, of the president's address?
Well, I think the president put down a comprehensive plan. Unfortunately, we didn't hear anything new in the plan, so the American public didn't feel comfortable.
What did you want to hear?
I think that the public wants to hear what are the tangible steps we're taking in order to combat violent extremism. And part of that is really understanding the real threat. If you think of ISIS and Al-Qaeda recruiters, it's much easier to understand how they operate. If you think of how they're operating with sexual predators, they do the exact same thing. They build a relationship with disinfected youth. And once they've built that relationship, they try to take them out of the safety of their home and create an illicit rendezvous. And so thinking about ISIS and Al-Qaeda recruiters is very much like thinking about how sexual predators recruit our young people and how gangs recruit people into criminal actions.
So what specifically are you saying could have been done in the case of San Bernardino to stop it before it happened? Is there something that could have been done by law enforcement?
Well, we're learning a lot of information that's coming out now. And so I don't think we have all the pieces yet. But in general, what you saw was that a relationship was created online with someone overseas. And then that relationship turned into an extremist action here at home. The real threat is radicalizing on the internet. Someone sitting in front of a computer screen who's disaffected, feels like that they don't belong, and someone like ISIS tells them that they matter and they're important.
What is the wrong way, in your view, for police and law enforcement to interact with the Muslim community, the peaceful Muslim community, in order to try to find the elements that may not be peaceful?
If we see ISIS and Al-Qaeda like we see gangs like Crips and Blood or Chinese gangs and Vietnamese gangs, we don't go into those communities and say, you, the community, have a culture that is breeding the gangs. We basically go into those communities to say, we've got to protect and give you the tools to prevent your kids from joining these gangs. So it's not that this is coming from your culture or your faith. These are criminal acts that are trying to prey on your young people, and we're going to teach you how to protect them.
Are you concerned at all by some of the rhetoric that is saying this is a problem of Islam?
You know, we are so caught up in semantics that we're really not tackling the real problem. Our tactics over the past decade have not changed one iota. And we've got to start working with local law enforcement, local communities, internet companies to prevent this interaction between people that are recruiters and disaffected youth.
But what specifically can police do when they go into a Muslim community to try and build trust?
I think more than building trust, it's creating programs that show the community where the risks are. There's an assumption that a Muslim community understands how to deal with ISIL and the likes of Al-Qaeda, and they really don't. Most people that live in the West have normal lives. They have jobs, they go to schools, and local law enforcement has an important role to play to say, this is where and how your kids could be recruited. This is where and how you can protect your young people. And I don't think we're thinking about it in those terms. So the specific actions that I would like local law enforcement to do is to engage the local community, not as people of suspect, but true partners, and teach and train them how to push back against ISIS and how to protect their kids from being recruited online.
Are you worried that these lone wolf terrorists, though, really do not have interaction with others in the community anyway, that there may be nobody who knows that they're about to do something bad until it happens?
Well, one thing that we've seen consistently is that lone wolf actors basically drop out of the society prior to them taking action. So somebody knows that all of a sudden that this young person that seemed a little troubled, all of a sudden is not showing up at the mosque, they're not showing up at community activities. And so there has to be an effort that says, let's reach out to this person and see what's going on with them. And that's what I mean about the role of local law enforcement, educating the community on what happens, because there's been so many incidents now that we have a learning. We know how lone wolf radicalization takes place. The assumption is that local communities understand that, and that's not true. Law enforcement understands that, but their learning is not being shared with communities in a way that the communities can build resiliency.
And do you expect that if this fight is won, it's going to be won by local law enforcement rather than the feds?
Well, this is such a—we talk a lot about that ISIS controls land space larger than Indiana. Well, if you look at the digital land space it covers, it's far bigger than that. It has no boundaries. It's not separated by oceans. So it's a big effort, and it's a big fight, and it can only be done at every single level of government and community.
That's Mustafa Tamiz, who is a Houston-based consultant who's worked with the Department of Homeland Security and local police forces to try and combat violent extremism. Mustafa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.